reached an island that Tarzan and Jane would have gladly called home. We were in 10th place and psyched. Next up was a nightmarish run through the swampy jungle that was as hot as a pizza oven, with muddy trails that looked and felt like goo. Our speedy pace slowed, and two teams zipped past us. Then three, four, and five more. That's when it all went to hell. It was just too hot.
I can't keep my heart rate down. When I exert myself, my heart rate gets real racy and I can't really recover like you normally do.
That's my teammate, Joe. All 6 feet four and 200 pounds of him was crumpled over his legs like a Raggedy Andy doll. After only 4 hours of competition, it looked like our race might be over. Darren, a former Australian national kayaker, hooked Joe up to a 3-foot bungee cord and, like a tow horse, pulled Joe behind him.
So you've just got to hook him up, drag him along, even though he's moaning behind you. You've just got to sort of shut all that out. That's all you can do.
Our day continued with an 80-foot rappel over the ocean, rock hopping along the coastline, 4 more kayaks, an inline skate, and a 10K beach run to the finish. I was hot, tired,